Good morning, Facebook. Today is the 22nd of November 2020. And I've entitled this video this morning, Having Been Given Faith. Having Been Given Faith. Faith is not something you muster up. Faith is something that is a gift. And if you or I have a desire to think on the things of the Lord, to contemplate His Word, to seek His face in prayer, that is evidence that we have been given the gift of faith. And there's no greater gift that we could have been given than the gift of faith. No greater gift. And so let us contemplate this morning on this faith that we have been given. Good morning, MJ Avalos. Good to see you. It's been a while since we've connected. Glad to see you're with us this morning. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. You know, Doubting Thomas said, if I don't thrust my hands into his side and in the wounds of his hands and his feet, I will not believe. Well, Christ said, you know, blessed, Thomas, you have seen, but blessed be more those who have not seen and yet believe. So that would be us. We have been given the gift of faith, and we have not seen Christ physically. He's manifested himself in time. We have the record of him dying on a cruel and rugged cross. We have the Bible as an inherent, infallible, inspired Word of God. But at the same time, we have to be honest and say, we have not seen Christ physically. And this aspect of faith helps our infirmities. Good morning, YouTube. We've entitled this video this morning, YouTube, Having Been Given the Gift of Faith. The Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Well, I'm glad that we have been given the gift of faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. It is a gift of God. It is not of works, lest any man should boast. Many people have been lavished with very rich gifts in their lifetime. Many people have been recipients of great inheritances. We have the greatest inheritance that could ever be given to anyone, and that is we have been given the gift of faith, an inheritance, undefiled, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God, ready to be revealed in the last time, Peter tells us. And so this morning, if you have a desire to think upon the things of God, if you have a desire to think upon His Word, if you have a desire to reach out to Him in prayer, then the fact is you have been given the gift of faith. And different people have been given different measures of faith according to God's will. I have never claimed to have been given a lot of faith. I ask that the Lord would just give me a faith as a grain of mustard seed. Just let me have faith, dear Lord, I pray. You know, and He is the author and the finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So the question that I have for everyone that sees this video is, have you been given the gift of faith? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God? Do you believe that He died for your sins? Do you believe that He is willing and able to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness? Do you believe that He has paid the price on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary for you? Do you believe that He's risen again from the dead? Do you believe He's seated at the right hand of God in heavenly places making intercession for you? That's the question we have before us this morning. There's no greater love than Christ laying down His life for His friends. He says, all that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. Have you come to Jesus Christ? If you've come, it's only because you've been given to Him by the Father. We're told in John 17:2 that He's given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to those whom Thou hast given Him. Have you been predestinated unto adoption? What a thought, to be adopted into the family of God before you were even born, predestinated to adoption. God does not unadopt His children. When we falter and fail, when we sin, God gives us repentance to come back to Him. Cry out to mercy for Him. He is our mediator. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. God has given him a name greater than any name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So this gift of faith encompasses a lot of things. When we're given the gift of faith, it gives us a desire to please our Savior. And when we displease Him, He grants us repentance for us to come to Him and cry out for mercy. And He's always faithful. He says, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast your cares upon me, for He careth for you. For my yoke is easy, and my burden it is light. He says, my sheep know my voice, and they follow me. And no man can pluck them out of my hand, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hands. I and my Father are one. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So that's what's on my mind this morning. Have we been given the gift of faith? Do we realize that Jesus Christ is our anchor amidst the storm? Do we realize that when the tempest is raging, we can cry out to Christ and He will say, "Peace be still"? Even the winds and the seas obey Him. He's the creator of the universe. He has created all things by the word of His mouth. But the most glorious and grand thing He did was when He died on the cruel and rugged cross for His people. He came to save His people from their sins. So let us be thankful for the gift of faith this morning and the fact that we have a desire to talk on the things of God, to speak about His word, to meditate upon Him, and to thank Him for His blessings to us. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.